Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Are we on?
Oh my God, there's some people walking behind us.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh my God, the workers are here. Hi, it's Leah and Ronnie with Lunch with Leah podcast live from LA. Yay!
Have fun. Okay, we're in Leah's gorgeous house, and of course, it's total chaos over here today.
Complete.
Where's the hole? What am I looking at? Oh, I'm looking up again. Do I look like I'm looking at you guys or randomly?
I don't know. We have so much to talk about.
I look much hotter straight on.
You do? Okay, we have a few workers in the background.
Rude.
Well,
okay,
I
so
I can't see that part.
Yeah,
out,
so we're like,
know.
What's the background going to be? And finally, we just got somewhere that Leah could reach because she can't reach like the counters in her house.
That's
you know?
Right.
Need to get little booster seats.
Right,
it's like some gigantic furniture
I'm
for her big
around
friends
on the bar stool. So, everybody, this is Ronnie with Watch What Crappens. Ronnie, why don't you tell us a little bit about Watch What Crappens so everybody knows who you are if they don't already?
We make fun of Bravo shows. That's it. That's all you need to know. We talk trash about Bravo shows, so go listen to it. It's a podcast. Go download it where you download other podcasts. If you don't know how, don't call my mother, because she still doesn't know how.
And they have a million and a half people listening a month. That's a lot. And then they do these live shows. In fact, I went to one of them with Jason and James. Hi, Jason. Hi, James. I know you miss me. They're so happy I'm gone. They're like,
Kentucky.
We can relax this week. So we were in
Palm
Beach.
They're relaxed. They're probably like, do they have everything ready? If we email them, what are they going to talk about? What are they going to do? Is he going to be naked? What are they going to wear?
So we went to Palm Beach with Jason and James, and we did. We went to their show, he and Ben, and it was hilarious. So that show was about what you did. What did you recap? You did Below the Deck, right?
Real Housewives of New York. Okay.
Oh, that's right.
No, we don't do Below Deck Live very much because that tends to be about maids. Okay. It's like maids on a
which
boat.
Which one is?
Deck? Below Deck, because it's a yacht. It's a super yacht. So it's all the maids on the boat.
Oh, my
you know?
God. They're not maids. They're like hostesses.
They're literally maids.
They're hostesses.
Okay. They're maids. And that's okay. I'm not dissing a maid, okay? I've been a maid.
Me too. I'm one right now in my house. She's just here undressed.
I'm a restaurant worker, and they're also restaurant workers. But I don't want to watch that. You know, I fight with poor people all day long. I want to watch rich people fight. So
real fights. Like, should we have the Vivo, or should we have the Dom Perignon?
No, the ones where you guys are like, you didn't invite me to your tea party, you black.
My tea party.
That's the plot.
This is
on the
my
things.
Tea party. My IHOP iced tea from yesterday.
Yeah, I'm classier than Leah. What do you like about that?
I'm across the street from my Pilates studio. There's an IHOP. So in order to park there free and not have to go find the parking and
looking
get the
for
slots
free shit.
In,
you see how she is?
Well, I tip the guy really good. I go and I buy an iced tea so I can leave my car there. I go to my Pilates for an hour. I come back, and if the guy's here, I tip him. So that's why I buy my iced tea. But I do like the iced tea.
Probably tipped him
really
$20
good
for a $3 tea that you could have parked.
But I do hate the fact they have the plastic glasses, so I keep mine and recycle it because, you know, I'm trying to cut back on plastic, and you should be too. Oh, so what shows have you watched recently, Ronnie?
Well, let's see. Who are saying
let's
things?
Go.
Leah, you are looking gorgeous. Okay, RJ, get back in class. Okay?
Just Roy, kidding. Is that you?
Yes, she is always
oh
looking
my God
gorgeous.
Oh, I tell you what I did since I've been to LA. I'll start there. I came in late night on Sunday. I had to get up the crack of dawn on Monday. I didn't sleep at all because it was such a nervous wreck about just getting here, getting settled in, being in the house by myself. Was the alarm working? I didn't bring my little dog because of Jeff. Can you believe it? I let him talk me out of bringing the dog. Because
yeah,
I take the dog everywhere. I can take him here. I can take him to the restaurant. I can take him to the IHOP. I can take him. I take him everywhere.
Well, when
but
you
Jeff
say
doesn't,
I can.
Yeah, and I do.
I do,
but
yeah,
Jeff doesn't like me taking the dog when I'm with him. So if I'm going to be on his radio show, which I was on Tuesday, yesterday, today's Wednesday, and Friday, this Friday, so I couldn't bring the dog. because he didn't want me taking the radio. And I couldn't leave him home alone. What if there was an earthquake and the little four-pound dog would just die? So I didn't bring the dog, so I'm here by myself. So I did that. And then did I do anything else? I went with Brendan to the vegan restaurant. What's it called? Crossroads. We love that restaurant. You've been there, Ronnie?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I love it.
Did you ever go to Gracias Madre?
No. What is that?
Another really
good one. Let's go there.
I'll go. I love making cashew into random things.
Well, the girls went there with me last time, Brandy and Julie. Guess where they are right now?
Oh, my God. Thanks for the invite. That's so nice.
You know where they are? Huh. They're on a cruise ship entertaining people.
A gay cruise.
Is it a gay cruise?
I'm assuming.
Probably. Yeah, because they have the Dumb Gay Politics.
Damn, I love them. I was hoping they were here. I only see them when you're here.
I know. We only have fun. We're always having fun. So Brendan and I went there, and then last night I literally stayed home because I was working with the workers outside doing some things. Oh my God, you don't even want to know. And then I was so tired that I just like I was a vegan hamburger in the freezer, so I heated that up in the toaster oven and I ate that because I was starving and tired. That's been my whole week, my glamorous, fabulous week. And I was invited to a jewelry show where apparently they had $100 million of the jewelry brought into this woman's house, and I was invited, only 51 were invited, to go. But, I mean, look at my nails, look at my hair, look at me. I couldn't possibly go over there with all those rich bitches, so I just didn't get to go.
That's a stupid reason not to go. I would never come here.
Well, the thing is, honestly, I was just too tired from being outside working all day and not sleeping the night before because I didn't get my time changed. So if I was going to go at 7, that would really be 10, and I was like, oh, I just can't, let's go to bed.
Yeah, but people who in LA who are worth hundreds of millions of dollars are like trashy usually, right?
I don't know. I don't know.
You think they're like you're like throwing nickels at them on the street, and it's like, hey, I'm Angeline.
You know? She was just going to have this jewelry flown in or brought in, but I don't know exactly. My friend Barry invited me, and I was just going to go look at it all and play in it and look at it.
Yeah, I heard that before.
Oh, I wasn't buying anything.
That's probably this house. Like, let's just go look at another house. Oh, wow, we just finished a house. Let's look at it.
Let's just buy it.
James Brown. Hi, James.
Hi, James.
Aren't you sad you're not here?
Hi,
jealous?
James.
James says, did you use the new oven and stove? LOL. You know the answer to that.
No, because I don't know how to use it, because you have to have those special pots and pans, which I do have. But I looked on there last night. It's got a lock on it. So you got to unset the lock.
You fell for that?
And
I saw him flipping out when you're like, I gotta use a special pot. I cannot believe you actually got the thing.
So it has on it. So you have to unlock it, first of all. Then you've got to get this particular pot or pan and put it on there. Then you've got to know how to set the dials and everything. It's like, I just used the toaster oven.
James said put a magnet in it. Okay, this is the difference between us. In the summer, I like to cook. But in the summer, it's so hot and I live in this little boot bag. Like, it's gross, you know? But it has rent control, so stop judging me. I feel you. So I got a convection oven, like a mini convection oven, and I plug it in. I think I'm so smart. It knocks out all my power.
I don't even know what convection. It says convection oven. So I always just go to bake because that's safe bet.
Yeah, convection is like super. Oh, it's like, God, your fries are ready in 1 minute.
Let's talk about some of the housewives. So listen, what do you think about Joe Giudice getting deported?
Bye. Sometimes the laws work.
What do you think? You think he should get deported, or
he should be deported?
Because,
and all you who are out there, like wah wah wah, you know,
all the ones who voted for Trump.
Well, that's what one of the commenters.
We all voted for Trump, and then they expect him not to be deported. Are you kidding? He's caging 5-year-old babies. Do you think he cares about Joe Giudice, even though his wife was on The Apprentice? I don't think so.
Caging 5-year-old babies. That's what we call training children. I'm just kidding, guys. I'm just kidding. But yeah, Joe deserved it. Yeah, he defrauded tons of people out of millions and millions of dollars by now.
See, my thinking was, this is what I thought. I always knew he was going to be deported because my husband said he's going to be deported. If you're a felon and you're not a U.S. citizen, which he had 30 or 40 years to become a U.S. citizen, so why he didn't, I don't know. But he said they were going to deport him. End of story. So I was always thinking what they're going to do. They're going to take the whole family, including the father, the whole group, the kids, the whole thing. They're going to trot them all over to Italy with the Bravo cameras, and they're going to start up over
there.
They might. And they'll start a pizza parlor business, and she'll do some kind of thing. But don't speak Italian. Do they all speak Italian? But then it's got to be in English if people are going to buy the show.
No, but every time they go to Italy, this is how everybody speaks Italian. Hey, what's up, uncle? That's all they really do.
I don't know. What's going to happen. Now, I heard through the grapevine, through a, quote, reliable source.
She means cereal, the cereal that dances around. Wow. I heard it grapevine grates.
Yes, that she is kind of over him a little bit, and she may just let him go, and then they may just not all go. Maybe she'll just visit, or maybe she'll give her opportunities here, or maybe she'll take the girls out of school, or maybe she's over him. Who knows?
Well, a couple of, I think it was last season on the show, someone was accusing her of having an affair, and then they showed the guy that she's supposedly boning, and it looks just like Joe Giudice. I mean, of course.
Oh my God, the younger, thinner version.
Yeah, not really even. I mean, it was just like another Joe Giudice, you know. And then another thing is Caroline Manzo, maybe a bulldog, you know, but she's kind of a psychic bulldog because she said a lot of times. She said a lot of times that Teresa's going to go through the divorce and then she's going to just write a book about it and it's going to be about how hard it is for her to be a single mother.
Just another storyline.
She's pretty good. I mean, she's called it so far, Caroline Manzo. So.
You know, Caroline has common sense. That's the thing I would say about her. She kind of is looks above all the, you know, riffraff, and she's like common sense. She's like a mom. And what was that show where they had the Brady Bunch or something? She's like the
Where's
mom.
Where's that show where the dad can just source. Cheat and live somewhere else and do whatever he wants?
What are these comments?
And never
can
make
you
the
read
kids
them?
Grow up.
Exactly. What will she
called
do?
Called the Manzos.
I made it a lunch. Where are you?
I
I'm
made
here.
It for lunch. Where are you? Oh, she's in West Hollywood.
Oh no, I'm in LA. Oh, this is Ayanette.
This is West Hollywood.
Oh well, anyway. So then, what do you think about Tardy to Party? There's a rumor. One rumor they were all getting a big raise. Kim was going to make a whole ton, and the daughter was going to make a ton. And then there was another rumor they're going to cancel it.
She is such a dumb racist hooker. Why does she have a show? I don't understand how this is happening. Okay.
Why do you say she's right?
She got in trouble on Real Housewives of Atlanta because they were all saying, Kim, that is racist. And when you say someone has cockroaches in their house, even
that's
though,
not
I mean,
racist. I'm not black and I have cockroaches in my house sometimes. So
I'm Lebanese and I have plenty of cockroaches in my house.
I don't find that racist.
I know their names, okay? I can tell them apart.
When you call someone a racist, you should be able to back it up with substantial facts.
Well, Kim
and I don't know
is,
of any.
You know, I've watched every episode of that show.
Well,
Kim is
haven't.
On the, she's
on
the,
meh, meh.
Meh, meh.
Well,
she says a lot of ignorant
things.
Being
racist was made popular
she
by
says,
Donald
okay,
Trump.
Then let's meet in the middle and say she's terrible in a lot of ways, okay?
Oh.
So she gets this show, and now she's so afraid of being herself rumored.
Rumored. Alleged.
That
alleged.
She's
Where's
trying to behave herself. But you can't just recycle trash overnight, you know what I mean? That's why they take it in a blue thing. They take it to a separate dump. It takes years and years.
I'm going to defend you, Kim. I like you.
Kim, your face. Okay, so the best thing about Kim is her Instagram. Because, first of all, she does these horrible things like sexualize her children. You know that she puts her daughter up there and gives her a bigger butt and bigger lips?
What do you mean she gives her
bigger... With a face tune.
Oh, you mean she photoshops it.
So her fucking toddler can... I'm sorry I'm using that word, you guys. This isn't my show. I'm sorry.
It's not
the effing. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, let me see what these signs are.
She's giving them, like, bigger butts.
I love
And, like, bigger and lips.
Croy is morphing into Kim, they're saying.
He is Christine morphing into says. Kim, okay?
Well, I like her.
He's
she's
one
always
BJ
been nice
lip
to
injection
me.
Away from
I find
Kim.
Her entertaining and interesting in a way... But she's just a caricature. You know, I don't take her seriously. I just take her as entertainment. But she doesn't bother me. But I have to be honest. I did not watch all the shows when she was on Atlanta. I did not watch all the shows on Tardy the Party. So I don't have an overall comprehensive intellectual analysis of
well,
her.
Well, what they call her is problematic at the moment. Okay. So the best thing is her Insta. I mean, she does that thing with her kids. Then she comes on the other day. She's her surgery at this point is like, you can't even make fun of it because it's so crazy looking. It's like one eye. It's like one eye and then like some drywall here. Okay. And so that's the look. Okay. It's like this
oh
on the Instagram.
God, so
it's
funny.
Like this. And then the
this
caption
is all
says,
Ronnie, the guest of honor today. This isn't me. This
I'm
is
sorry
Ronnie,
I'm talking too much.
No,
just say shut
go
up.
Ahead. I'm happy to hear it, but I'm not saying I agree with everything.
Well, no, because you don't watch the thing. So, like, meet them
all.
In real
you're
life, and you're like, oh, my God, they're
yeah,
so
exactly,
nice.
Exactly.
No, you need to drag
well,
them.
I knew her since she was supposed to sing Tardy to the Party at the gala, however many years ago that was, back when that song came out.
Well,
which,
that was stolen.
Way,
who is she to give that song away to charity?
Woman. The only reason she's relevant is because of Troy. Oh, Kim Zolciak. Otherwise, she would be, and then it says Seymour.
Oh, yeah, Taylor. Agreed.
Oh, let's see. Now, let's go to Orange County. So, apparently, Tamara's hinting that Emily's not going to be invited back. What do you think, Emily? You like Emily?
Tamara, you're not the boss of everybody, okay? How about that, Miss Tamara? Every year, Tamara's like, yeah, no. Tamara's always making Tamara's decisions. This
is
not your show.
Is she usually right?
Do you know the thing about Tamara? She's a horrible human being.
Is she? Oh, yes. My God, I'm getting all the dirt. I didn't
She's
know that either.
I call her the possum on top of the trash can. You know, like when you're trying to just take out your, trying to take out your trash. And she's sitting there like, you know, I just want to take out my own trash.
You know? Now, why do you think she's terrible?
She's horrible. She's not a good friend to anybody. She's not loyal to anybody. She pretends to be friends with people to get more popular on the show, and then she undermines them to make them look worse and worse. Like one of Shannon Bedore's first season, she was trying to convince everybody that Shannon was legit psycho and needed to go into a mental hospital. I mean, she's not a nice girl.
See, I missed all that. This is why I TiVo the shows and fast forward through the scenes to catch up and don't watch every nuance, because I probably wouldn't like anybody.
You know, no, I don't think we're supposed to.
That's funny.
That's the fun of it. I run on rage, okay? So this it feels good for me.
Oh, this is good. You're venting. This is therapy. I'm offering you therapy.
Thank you.
Now, apparently,
and then I go out in real life and I'm like, hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Oh, I got to tell you the funniest thing. Listen to this. Remember that night we were at that Republic restaurant you told me to come? You invited us and paid for everything, and I was upset you paid for it. The Mexican restaurant. Republica.
Yeah.
Okay, what was it? Okay.
Tortilla Republic.
So Brendan was here, right? Okay, so you're going to faint. Okay. So Brendan, who works for E, was out with the executives of E and the crew that works at E, Entertainment. I guess E Network or whatever. So they're just talking the gossip. They're just shooting the gossip. Mm-hmm. So they were talking about, one of them says, what was the most crazy, I heard the most crazy story the other day. He goes, you're not going to believe it. He goes, I was talking to my friend that works at this restaurant, and he told me the craziest thing he's ever seen in all of his years as a waiter. This woman came in and wanted to know if they had, if they could make a, what do you call it, a frozen margarita. And I told her we didn't have a blender. And she went on about not having a blender for 30 minutes and made me go back in the kitchen and make sure we didn't have a blender.
Awkward.
And then she wanted to make sure why we didn't have a blender and were we sure we had a kitchen, and she'd never heard of a restaurant that didn't have a blender. And my friend was sitting there listening to the story, and he goes, I know that woman. I was there. It was Ronnie and Leah. It was me.
But, you know, I feel like you had some valid points.
And this guy is going around telling his executive friends that this crazy woman came in, and she was obsessed over the blender. He goes, it was the funniest, most interesting, most wild complaint I've ever had in all the years I was working in a restaurant. And the waiter had
you
told
sure
one
did,
of
too. You're like, who doesn't have a blender? Oh, are you sure you don't have a blender? And then you start explaining what a blender is to him. He's like, I know what a blender is. You're like, you put the thing in there and it crushes the ice and blends it all. That's how you make a margarita. How do you make a margarita?
Apparently,
the guy's like, on the rocks.
Waiter was told the story to these guys when they were in there eating from E. He was saying, I don't know what happened. He brought up the subject of like, oh my God, this crazy woman. You guys are nothing. You're no problem at all. This other woman came in, and he went on and on and on. And Brendan, when they were telling Brendan the story, Brendan was like getting lower and lower in his chair. He's like, these are like my bosses and my peers. And then finally I just bursted out and said, well, I was there and I know who it was. And it was me.
I don't think it was that bad. I mean, maybe they should have taken the advice and gotten a blender.
We made an impression. Maybe we should go back there and take a blender with us when we go and ask to make a frozen margarita. Back to Tamara and Emily. So do you think Emily is going to come back?
I think Emily's going to come back. And here's why.
Emily.
On the show, they're in a precarious position on Orange County. I'm not age shaming because I'm an old bitch. Okay? But you can't have like 50 women in their 50s and then women in their early 30s and then expect everybody to just be like, hey, let's just talk about the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's just a different dynamic. So they've added two younger ones.
I kind of think that the more mature women, like over 40, carry the shows. That's been my impression, because they have more life experience. They're more outspoken. They're not trying to show off their bikini bodies for the most part for the camera.
No, Emily won my heart this week when she got in a bikini and was just like a normal body.
Yeah, they're just digging, you know, just being themselves, whereas these young girls who think they're going to be discovered.
Yeah, she looked amazing. Yeah,
these little girls in their bikinis running around the empty juice strings, they think they're going to be discovered and going to be in a movie next week, you know, whereas the older women are like, I've been there and heard that, I don't care.
Well, you might be, but the movie you'll be in the background walking funny. Okay, that's not how you want to get
you'll
discovered.
You'll be a dog walker in one of those pet movies.
Yeah, okay, take a class. God. That's how to get
so
discovered.
So now Eddie and
but yeah,
his
I like
name?
Emily, and I wanted
like
to tell you, sorry to interrupt you. I think that she will stay because she got into a Twitter war, and really at the end of the day, that's how you know who's valid. Because in the first season, they're nice, right? The second season, the bitch flower blooms, dare we say. So the first season, she's trying to keep nice and be nice to Shannon, but they've been fighting on Twitter, and it's been glorious. And Emily's not afraid of anybody.
So who's fighting? Tamara and... And Emily?
Shannon made some snotty-ass comment on Emily because she said, look at me, like, I know
oh,
that
Shannon
maybe...
and Emily are fighting. Oh, my God, I love
Shannon. This is Emily's face. She's like...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
She's always like this. So Emily... It's trying to be nice, but she keeps arguing, and she said, well, I always get the last word, sorry, girls. And then Shannon was like, well, we'll see about that. There's a whole season left. And then Emily told her, oh, go back into a bathroom and cry, Shannon. Shut up.
Shannon gets into it with everybody.
I know. And then Tamara came on and was like, well, let's see if you even get another paycheck. Blah. So
I think the one of the best additions to any franchise in the last few years was Shannon. I mean, she's right. She and Dorinda. But I think they were like two of the better additions to the show.
Oh yeah, and Shannon is making everybody so crazy right now, and I just love it. You know? All she does is she's negative and she bitches and moans about every single thing. You
Christina, talk about Jeff. I love Jeff. Well, I'm trying to get Jeff to come by here today to give me some advice on my yard, but I don't know if he's going to. I was on his radio show on Tuesday. Of course, he cannot help himself. He reads Andy Cohen's text messages out loud on the show. And Andy's texting him going, you're an asshole for reading those.
What were they?
Oh, it was about why, you know, I can't remember exactly, but stuff he shouldn't have been saying and why are you having to continue to say it? And then Andy's go, oh, why are you telling everybody your contract is up and it's not up? Or are you just doing this because you want to be an open agent, let everybody know you're available? If you're doing it for that reason, it's one thing, but if you're doing it to irritate Bravo, it's another thing. And then, and so he reads the whole thing and then Andy texts him back, you're an asshole, don't ever read my text aloud again. And the funniest part to me is Andy telling him not to read these texts aloud when Andy, in his book, The Andy Diaries, put every text of every housewife that's ever texted him in his life in the books.
Yeah.
So it's just like,
Jeff is Andy Cohen karma.
You can't make it up.
For
sure. Karma. It was funny. It was why he posted the dry erase post. Oh, yeah, that's what it was, too. Another thing. He's got a big picture of himself at Bravo standing up. So Gage took that and put all kinds of stuff like an X over his face and hashtag me too and your 15 minutes
me
are
too.
Up and go away and all this stuff on the board and photographed it and they posted it. And they're like, no going away party, I guess, you know, and they're making fun of Bravo not renewing the contract. Well, Bravo.
Yeah, they said his deadline was on the 15th.
It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. It means that they didn't renew it before it expired. It doesn't mean they're not going to renew it. But Jeff's position is, well, if they didn't renew it, someone else might want me on their TV show. So I'm just a free agent. Whatever. Oh, back to... So apparently...
Dry erasing that.
Eddie and Shannon's ex-husband are no longer friends because Tamara shames the other one's husband. And oh my God,
imagine all the sparkling conversations being missed all across America.
So why are these men now, these men are getting in these little petty cat fights. Can you imagine, Roy, I'm not going to speak to so-and-so's husband anymore because yeah. I didn't like what she said about me trying a case on the show.
Yeah.
Roy,
why are you kidding me?
I would appreciate it if you didn't invite the Countess Luann over again.
Well, it's because
so
David is a lying, cheating, scummy son of a bitch who went off, boned other people, totally screwed over his wife, then screamed at her in public multiple times.
And by the way, he's posting pictures of that girlfriend.
That hooker face.
In front of, on Instagram, knowing his daughters are old enough to go on Instagram. David's such a wussy, Margaret says.
Yeah, he's such a pig.
Camera meddles in everyone's life.
He's like Don Knotts with a wig. Like, he's terrible. And then he just expects to be invited to every party. Like, when you're in a couple relationship, when you're a couple friends, and you're still trying to decide, who do I invite out of this divorced couple? Why do you invite the pig who screwed over your friend? So Tamara said he couldn't bring. And now, of course, Tamara said it in that Tamara way, where she's like, I am not inviting David to this party, but David should see that camera so be a good friend. But before she screws over Shannon in the future. But then David got mad, and he's like, why wouldn't you invite me, dear, to your parties? And then it was a husband fight.
But you know, the thing is, David, you know, I mean, he really was the epitome of the worst husband ever. To embarrass and humiliate her publicly like that with that affair, and then flaunt the pictures on social media all the time and rub it in her face. And then she was so naively nice that she let him cut the child support back voluntarily.
Idiot. You know, it's hard to root for you sometimes, Shannon.
And then she forgot, or she did not understand that she had to pay certain things at the house, like the water and the electric and stuff doesn't come free.
Water costs money.
So now she realizes she really did need that money. I mean, I feel bad for her. I hope that she has that food line, and I hope it's like the next sliced bread, and that she makes billions of dollars and flies around in a private jet with a hot hunk.
Shannon would sell sliced bread as a diet product. She'd be like, oh, it's bread.
it's
like, that is not dietetic, Shannon.
I love her, though.
I do, too. I like her, too. David's a pig. What was I going to say about David?
Oh, yeah. Well,
I forgot. I got water.
You didn't hold back much already.
Well, what a jerk. Here's what I'm going to say.
Oh, of course.
Never trust a man when you're making quinoa and he stands there. Do you remember this scene? He stood there and stared at her and said, oh, do you like my quinoa? Like, she's all nervous. Like, anyone who doesn't know how to cook quinoa, it's like, what is it? An alien? A rice? Like, nobody knows.
Well, Carrie's seeing the girlfriend wanted to come on the show.
She's still trying.
So she didn't get on the show. I'm going to tell
you
this.
She's still trying,
that
girl.
If I'm Shannon and you bring that little trashy thing on the show with me, I'm gone. I'm not going to be humiliated like that. I'm not putting up with that. I'm not going to let her.
Well, you
use
know that
me.
That's what he was trying to do.
Yeah,
because
well,
she's on
happening.
Instagram, like, I did it. Like, she's trying to make
she's
comments.
She's one of those girls that crack me up on Instagram. I get you post your kids, you post your dogs, you post parties, you post, you know, special events, anniversary, whatever. But these girls that all they do is post themselves in bikinis and push up bras and skinny little shirt tops and those big 17-inch stilettos, just putting their body on constantly all day, every day. I cringe for them. I think it's embarrassing.
How do my breasts look? Do I look okay?
I'm going to promise you that even if I had the hottest body in the world, you would never see me, unless I was advertising a product and getting paid for it, sit around and post selfies of myself.
Girl,
if
I lose 5 pounds, I'll walk around here in my underwear. Like, I'll be like, look at me.
Do you know that there was an article out the other day that, like, I forgot how many hundreds of people died from taking selfies, mostly, like, hanging off a cliff or, you know, leaning into the water. And a bunch of people had died from taking selfies because they're trying to impress their friends with their selfie. And they have an accident and die.
And people think God doesn't have a sense of humor. I mean, that shit's funny.
I mean, can you imagine that you're over there in your bikini, you're trying to show off in front of the water fountain, you're holding up your foot, you're on the rock, and you slip and go down the cliff and die?
When I die, I don't need to be an angel. I want to be that angel of death. The one that's just like finding people doing really dumb things. Like that girl's hanging off the cliff in her bikini and I'm the one who just goes. but David stood there while Shanna's cooking quinoa and he's eating it. She's freaking out and he goes like this. Or just stares at her. She's like, does the quinoa taste good? Why are you eating chips? And he's like.
No, it's not any good.
He's abusive.
he's just kind of mean. I mean, he's kind of a mean guy, you know. Now, I see how she pushed a lot of his buttons, and I see how she could kind of get on his nerves. But I...
Well, that's the trick. You know, you can't pick one side over the other as far as, like, who's craziest. Because I love Shannon, but...
It's competition.
She's cuckoo in the...
She kind of is. That's what's fun about her to watch. But I think in her heart of hearts, she's a really good girl, and she's a good mom, and she cares about her friends, and she cares about people. But she does do things that would push people's buttons. I could see her getting, like, on my nerves at a time.
Well, I'll wait in the van.
What do you mean?
That's the most recent episode.
Like, we're having fun, Jamaica bitch. She's like, I want to go to the van. No, come on, this part. I'm going to go to the van. No, this part. She's like, I'm going to the van.
What about Vicky and her friends helping her try to pressure the guy into getting married? Is that so?
Oh, you
well
think you need to pressure him?
Does that set well with you?
I just, look, Vicky is a terrifying human being. Okay, let's not forget what Vicky did, okay? Never forget what Vicky did.
Oh, God.
She was with that guy, Brooks. She lied about having cancer.
No, we don't know. We know that she turned a blind eye. We don't know that she lied. But
even
anyway,
if she turned a blind eye, she was selling cancer insurance. Kill all cancer, remember? CAC. Then she was trying to sell vitamins, like cancer vitamins.
Don't let all the facts get in the way of a good, honest story.
Yeah, those are the facts.
That's what I'm saying. So you don't like her, basically.
I love her. I want her never to leave the show,
okay,
but what a horrible
good
human being. I like watching it because I like her.
Going spot on,
I like watching it because I like her just trying over and over to lie to everybody constantly. She gets caught every time. She's terrible.
Oh, my God. Well,
and wonderful. I love you, Vicky
she's
Gumbelson.
She's always been good to me. She came.
Of course.
She came to my charity event years ago and walked the carpet when I didn't even know who she was, but everybody else did. I
didn't
like,
want anyone to know who I am. That is not Vicky Gumbelson, okay?
No,
that
I said I didn't know who she was, but other people did.
Oh, I
so
thought you
like,
said.
So it's like, as long as anybody shows up that makes the crowd happy, I'm going to cheer them on. You know,
yeah.
I don't really care. So that she was good to me in that regard. I'm going to send her some skincare because I think she would like my skincare line. And then I tried to get her on going Jeff's radio show with me, and she flatly turned me down. She said no.
Oh, yeah. She but hates Jeff, doesn't she?
They have this feud, but nobody knows
he's friend, because what Jeff is like a real housewife, that's why. And he picks sides, and he's friends with Tamara. He's like besties with Tamara.
He said something about her. I can't even remember. It's so petty. But he said something, and she got really mad, and then it escalated. You know, and now I thought it'd be fun to take her, get her on the show with me. Would just surprise him, like, hey, let's show up at Jeff's show.
Shit starter.
Shit starter. But no, Jeff did say, yeah, if she wants to come on, I'd love to have her on. In fact, he invited her on, and she said no. I said, let me invite her. Maybe she'll go with me, because I'll have her back against you, Jeff, so it's an even playing field, you know. But she said no.
So
you
like
wanted
the,
to say she
the,
needs a skin. Oh my God.
You wanted to say she needs a skincare.
No.
Just say it. You're sending it because she needs it. Oh.
Everybody needs the skincare. I'm not going to skin shame anybody. The best housewife products of all time. You're absolutely right, Christine. You're right. LeahBlack.com. Look at my skin. And this is waking up in the morning with really blush and mascara. And lip gloss.
Okay, look, this is the before. The before.
I mean, the skincare, after 25 years of it, I have more testimonials from women around the world than probably anybody on the planet, and they always stick with it. It works. So if it works and it's not expensive, why isn't everyone using it? They should be. It's the best.
Have you ever met Mama D from Real Housewives of Dallas?
No, I don't watch Dallas, but I've heard it's really good.
Now, here's what I say. Why don't you keep the door open when the door needs to be closed? That is an old saying from back in the day, Deandra.
They have like a face empire.
Well, I don't watch Dallas, but James and other people say it's really good, but the ratings aren't that good. So I'm telling all of you, if you like the Housewives show, support the Dallas show. Why not
so
keep it
good
on? Why let it get canceled? I mean, the girls are obviously working hard. You know, it's another franchise. I mean, why let it go away? I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Chrissy, my skincare would... What? The skincare? Oh, I'm not going to say it.
I like when
yes,
people get
Perez
their ear shady. They're like, maybe I'll call Vicky for lunch.
This
and then you're repeating this horrible
thing. Shady audience. Oh my God, you have to watch Dallas, Heather says. See, everyone loves Dallas, but
Dallas
the ratings
amazing
aren't that high.
Well, who cares?
Well,
it's because they fuck
care
up at first, you know. If they don't have one good season, it's really hard for them to come back.
Well, the problem for me I think, is I heard they keep changing the days, the time slots, and this and that and the other. Whenever you do that, you just kill a show because you got to be consistent because people don't even know when it's on, you know? So I think that might be part of it. And I think people might have a little housewife fatigue. They're watching so many shows. Like me, I'd love to watch it. But between watching all the news, reading all the newspapers, and watching the shows I do watch, I don't have time to put in one more. You know
what
I mean?
Here's what you need to give up, the news and the real world. Because that is where you really... I mean, that's too much.
Please vote blue. We've got to get rid of Trump.
The real world is just too much.
Destroying our democracy, destroying our reputation around the world. Go ahead, tune off. I don't care. Dallas is growing a bit on me. Loved Miami. Oh, it must have been me that you loved. It was a slim pickings. No, I'm kidding. Leah, put your products on GMADEL so we can try it cheaper. Well, just email us at hello@leahblack.com. Well, that's it. Just email us, and we'll give you a discount or something to get you started. Then you can reorder. Yeah, go vote today. Yes, go vote blue. Yes, vote. Housewife fatigue is a new concern for the CDC. What's the CDC?
Center of Disease Control. Centers for Disease Control. Oh yeah, that's like a new disease. People walk in, they're like, oh, my God, I have rash. I don't even know where it comes from. This is ridiculous. I can't believe that woman doesn't support other women. It's like, sir, calm down, okay?
They do get addictive, you know? I mean, people get wrapped. They get really invested in people's lives, and then they start to take sides. And you know what I realized? It's just all a bunch of people in life that just that never grew up. They resort back to their high school, junior, high years.
Well, I don't have a mansion. I never grew up. Where's my damn
show? Up. Because you wouldn't have these petty fights if you were a mature, sophisticated adult. So if people just don't grow up, and I'm one of them, we're all like that. So we just get involved in the fights and the cat fights and the gossip and the rest of it. And that's like the thing, just you're not growing up.
Okay, there's some Real Housewives awards coming up on Bravo.
Oh my God, let's hear it. I'll tell you what the awards are, and you tell me who you think is going to win.
Okay, well, the main picture is these ladies. It's like some of the most terrifying, like, I don't want to piss off any one of these women ever. Okay, these are terrifying
people.
Let me see who it is.
Hold on. Okay, Tamara.
Tamara Barney, yeah. Awesome on a trash can, terrifying. I'm not messing with her.
That's your tagline for
this
her.
This is Leanne Locken.
What's your tagline for her? This one's
trash. Well, we don't have our own
tagline. What'd you say, trash on a trash can?
Oh, possum on a trash can.
Possum on a trash can. Leon is what?
Carny kid. Her first line is, because she was raised in the carny, and her line in her first season was, I'm a carny kid. Uh-huh. Mess with me and you're going to pay. I was like, well, at least she's like taking tickets.
Southern Belle.
Lisa Vanderpump.
What do you say about her?
Give me your wing so I can break it.
And then
heal it, my broken bird.
And then Nene doesn't really have a line. She's just like, bloop, bloop, ding, dong. Beep, 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 beep. And Teresa Giudice is just, blink, blink. Blink, 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 blink.
You know, in other words, you think she's a little dumb.
She's dumb as a box of chocolates. She's the kind of dumb you just open the box, you don't know what kind of dumb you're going to get that day. Okay.
The box of Chick Forest Kim Chug. Then there's Stephanie. What about her?
Oh my God, seriously? Really? Seriously? Seriously? Really? Really? Seriously? Literally? This is a Bethany Frankel t-shirt. It says, what's the matter? What's going on? What's happening? What's the matter? What's going on? That's how she enters every room. What's going on?
She just is a chatterbox, basically.
Yeah, she's a narcissist chatterbox.
Do you like her?
She's a monster. But I'm so glad she's on the show. That's sad. Well, you go up and down with Bethany.
This is why I was a failure. I'm not mean enough. Nasty enough.
Oh, trust me, we had our fun with you too. Okay, we were around when Miami was around. That's how we met you.
Oh my God, the shade is real. This is better than any Housewives episode. What do you think about Joe? Oh, we did that already. Okay,
Joe Giudice. We're psyched.
Who's this last one right here?
That's Karen Huger
from Potomac.
She's from Real Housewives of Potomac.
Yeah, because I don't watch that one. She's pretty. What about her? You like her?
She's crazy and amazing. I think she's currently the oldest housewife. She's fantastic. Her wigs fall off.
She looks really good.
She has like a big fake house that she rents to look rich, but then she lives in like the cabana of her son's. I mean, it's...
So she's a good one. So these are the main ones that are nominated. Why isn't Sonia on there? Why isn't Lisa Rinna on there?
I think because these are for the... I haven't seen what award this is, but I'm guessing this is for the most terrifying. Most nightmare inducing, but also the most entertaining. I mean, these are the iconic.
Well, I
I promoted Lisa Rinna for
Wano
and Sonia Morgan.
How are you? That's just Lisa Rinna.
Oh.
You promoted her for what?
For one of them. I want her to win one, and I want Sonia to win one, because I like them, you know. I like them all. Okay, so who's going
to get... I like them all, too, you know. We just like to give
style?
Shit.
Who's going to get best style? No, you like them.
Oh, God. Who's nominated? Let's see.
Best style? I think Luann might have been one of them. And I think because of that show and Giovanni and that whole thing, she might get that.
I mean, best style. But that's like me winning best style. Old Navy should win best style, not me.
I mean, okay. Really, in best style, you know who had the best style?
Yeah.
Was Yolanda Foster.
She wore white jeans every day. I mean, she's like a cartoon character.
Oh, and I wear rad jeans every day. But she was so put together and so poised. I think she had amazing style. Who's going to get the best comedian?
Well, hold on now. Best smile. I've got to look now.
Oh, no. Well, no. I said best style.
Best style. Erica Girardi has best style. She looks like a
Barbie doll.
What are those flower power stores for kids? Justice. She looks like a Justice store. Cameron Westcott. Shannon Bedore, I love you. Not best style.
I would agree.
Luann is just...
That's because of that Giovanni thing. I'm telling you.
Well, if Luann... If there was an award for best wardrobe that you don't ever pay for one thing in it, Luann...
You know, I'm not sure I agree with this list. But anyway, let's see. Who do you think
Giselle,
is going
to
win? Who's going to win? You don't know.
Probably Cynthia.
Cynthia Bailey.
Yeah, but Cameron Westcott should.
Don't forget Cynthia's sunglasses. I promote.
I know.
Everybody.
I see them every time I go to the gas station.
I promote everybody's stuff. I think it's fun. If they're going to work hard, why not buy it? You're buying sunglasses somewhere anyway. Best comedic. Who's best comedic?
Best comedic.
Or do you
want to
do another one first? Do another one. Just go down your list. You do the list. I'll just.
I don't care.
Yeah, but you have the chart.
Your
here.
Show.
Oh, really?
Lisa Rinna and Camille Grammer.
For what?
It was hijacked. Yeah, it was. It's like when you invite the terrorists onto your plane. Okay, you can't complain that there's terrorists on your plate.
Okay, so Rinna and Camille for what? For
most comedic?
Why? Did they have a scene together where they were being funny or something?
I don't remember these.
I love Lisa for something. Sonia, I think Sonia is like Barbara Streisand, you know, when she was younger. And she's just, to me, like, what's up, Doc?
Yeah, Sonia's like, why would you need to go to the bathroom on the boat? Just wear diapers.
She's so
funny. That's
what
I did.
And then Teresa and Melissa, I don't know. Vicky, Vicky was kind of funny some of the time.
Vicky was probably very offended to be nominated under comedic. Like, I was being serious.
Why?
I was a kidding. Okay, most iconic moment. Let's go.
Pick them out. Keep going. You do it. You've got the computer here.
It's an iPad. It's a computer
iPad.
Of the future. Okay. And most iconic, but it doesn't say what the moment was.
Most iconic moment. Okay, NeNe, Lisa Vanderpump, Leanne Lochtin, Teresa, Bethany, Tamara, or it doesn't say the moment, but if I had to pick one, I don't know, it would probably, well, if they were all time and you could not just pick this season, then it'd be Teresa flipping the table.
Yeah, but I think it has to
but
be
is it
this year.
Season? And then Bethany, the one with her legs in the air, but I think that was last year.
That was last
then,
year.
Then Tamara, I don't know what hers would have been. I didn't see the other two. I don't know what Vanderpump's would have been. NeNe, she's always a character. Well, why don't you do an imitation of your least favorite one there?
I can't pick one. Also, NeNe is my least, but I don't do a good imitation
of
her. Okay, so let's say best actress. Okay.
Best actress. They're all acting, by the way.
Or you want to do best memorable. Most memorable wig. Let's just pick one.
Pick one.
Oh, my God.
It's a lottery. Pick one. It's so hard to pick one.
Okay, let's pick most memorable wig.
Most memorable wig.
That's a good
wig. Kim Zolciak. She's known for the wigs. Do you think they all wear wigs? I don't think they all wear wigs.
Of course.
You do?
Yes, or at least wig pieces.
Who do you think's wearing a wig on that group? Jessica. What's her name? Erica is definitely wearing wigs because she puts all the extra stuff.
And by wig, I don't mean a full head of wig.
But that's
I
part of her act and her gig.
I don't know why Brandy gets nominated for that. How does she have an iconic wig?
It's
just like
this
ginger.
List? Why didn't they consult with us when they made this list?
Well, I think they're just looking for a reason to give something to Karen Huger, because Karen Huger's wig is amazing. Like, it was falling off. They played this soccer game. And they're like, oh, my God, Karen, let me help you. And she's like, get my wig. And it was, like, halfway down her face. She's like, I know. It was, like, sideways. She couldn't get it back
on.
So she definitely deserves that. Luann? Oh, Luann, because she wore a wig on that trip and went, oh, La Chiquitas.
Also, she wore that Diana Ross wig one time. But that was not this season.
Awkward.
Awkward.
Okay, let's do one more,
said
shall
they
we?
They were socially aware, unconscious. Oh, let's see. So did we? Who did we not do? Best Shade. We didn't do Best Shade.
Okay, Best Shade.
Let's see. Best Shade.
Nene Leakes, Lisa Vanderpump, Dee Simmons, Teresa Giudice, Dorinda Medley, Kelly Dodd, or Giselle
Bryan. I love Kelly. I got to tell you. She's another. I would add Kelly and Dorinda and Shannon to my the best recent ones added.
If we could use this season's work, I would say Kelly. Because the most iconic thing from this season has been, you're a twerp. You're a dork. Who's that little man over there? Who is he? He's a dork. Who's that dwarf? What an idiot. What a dwarf.
That was
what a
your
dwarf.
Husband. Yeah. 2 minutes before me, my
it's
husband.
Like, you mean
I
my
didn't
husband?
Know your husband? I'm not drinking. My best line of the night is when Sean or Shane or whatever goes, you mean this is how you act normally? That was my favorite line. It's like, you behave like this when you're not drinking? What is it like when you're drinking? Like,
I'll kill you! Oh, I'll kill you!
Oh,
they're like holding her back.
Oh, Lord. Let's see.
I have to say, her, that was perfect. It wasn't really shady. It was just aggressive mockery. I would say Dee Simmons from Real Housewives of Dallas. I mean, amazing. And for a mother of to make it onto an actual Housewives list.
Oh, okay.
So should we just wrap it up
now,
there?
I want you to tell me about what your tour is coming up, and then your next tour, and then your award show. That's what I want to know.
Well, we do Watch What Crappens Live once a month. Next month, November, we're going to be in Seattle.
It's probably already sold out.
Close, but not yet. The last two shows in 2018 aren't sold out yet. Because we don't know where we're going.
But they sell out in like an hour. But how do you get tickets?
Well, Seattle and then Nashville. Just go to watchwhatcrappens.com.
It is the funny. And Jason and I laughed so hard. We were crying. We laughed all the way home in the car.
That was so fun. Putting her with Captain Lee at the beginning.
Oh, I was part of the show. I forgot I was part of the show.
Yeah.
For a hot
met
second.
Captain Lee. You guys need
He's
to do
cute.
Something together.
He's sweet. And then, I love his new little wife. She's so sweet.
Yeah,
put
she
up
is.
With all that and just smile.
I know. It's like a world of crazy, you know. I'm like, hey, you want to come to this show? And it's like, bang, bang, bang.
So you
crazy
have
all
that over. Show, and then you have another show.
The first show of the year is the Crappy Awards, the Golden Crappy Awards. We do it every year, but that one's sold out. And I hope you can come present.
I am, because I'm going to be here anyway.
Yeah, so that one's like a bunch of
what
Bravo
am I gonna
people.
I have to approve what I'm going to present, because if I don't believe the person deserves that award, I can't present it with straight face. I'll
well, there
say,
you have it.
I will have to say, here's your award, and I disagree that you aren't that you got it. I will
Why
not be gracious
sit,
about it.
We'll just give you your own little judge table
yes.
on the side.
Yeah, I should
like,
be the
nope.
bong. I should have bonged.
Nope.
I agree. I disagree. I'm going to give an award. So that's what awards are you? What are your categories going to be?
I can't tell you.
Oh,
so it's coming out. Okay. We'll
oh,
discuss
what?
It later.
I need to get it. And what can I qualify for? Biggest
I forget
laugh.
Yours.
The biggest laugh. Do you know my laugh annoys a lot of people?
Ben does it really well. I can't get that high anymore.
It annoys people. I can't help it. I'm annoying. James, hardest I've laughed in months. Love the live shows. You see, Suzanne, did
Thanks,
you
dude.
Meet? Did you meet Pat in Charleston at Southern Charm?
No, I met Pat here in Hollywood. Love her.
This is great. You're my favorite now. Thank you, Tanya. All right, so every Wednesday noon, Eastern Live, Leah of Stage 4. Oh, my God. Please just email us at hello@leahblack.com, and we'll see if we can always help you or advise you or send you to somebody. We love you guys. We
yeah,
had fun.
Yeah, thank you, guys. And thank you, Leah.
From Los Angeles. It's always nice to have Ronnie come and hijack the show. We'll have to do this more often.
You asked for it, sucker.
I'll see you guys
Bye,
next
guys.
Week. Bye,
guys.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.